say amen. All right, we're teaching on spiritual warfare again, volume 2, and this is facing the giants. Hold on just a minute. I'd like to get something that I wrote down here. Okay. Here, okay, I see it. All right, this that we're talking about again, I was brought up a little bit differently. I was brought up, I was Baptist first, then I was spirit filled, and then I was Pentecostal holiness, and then I was something else, and then I'm what I am today. So I'm a mixture of everything. So, but the foundation really laid in my life when a man was teaching on the kingdom. And I hadn't heard that. When I was a young kid, mom took me to church and Baptist church and so forth. But they didn't preach anything about that. I didn't know anything about a kingdom. But this is basically why you and I are here. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. And we're here to colonize the earth. We're here to bring a new culture to the earth. Adam was to take the culture of the Garden of Eden and spread it throughout the world. A culture is a manner of life. It's the way people live. It's what's considered a society's norm. But he sinned. And because he sinned, now he's got the wrong innards. He's got a dead spirit in him. And so now, as he put out of the garden, now Satan is using him to create his culture. So now we are born again. Jesus came to reintroduce the kingdom, same one that was in the garden, reintroduce it. And he said, first, repent. And the reason why he said repent is because the kingdom of God takes a complete mental reversal from the way society has trained us. And for you to get the best out of it, you're going to have to shift your thinking. And because the way in a society, the way you go broke is to give. In the kingdom, the way you increase is to give. Are you with me here? In society, the way you get back at somebody is revenge. In the kingdom, the way you get back at somebody is to love them. So it takes a complete, and it takes a while to get there because the flesh got to die. I heard an amen over there somewhere. Yeah, it's got to die. So that's the time that you're learning this. You, every day, asking God forgiveness. Why? Because repentance is just not one act. You repent over and over and over again because of you going your own way in something. And as soon as you discover that, then you repent again, meaning that now the bulk of the repentance, of course, is to be born again. Now, once that happens, you and I repent, then Christ comes in us to live in us. And as he comes to live in us, he's living actually through us. Say amen to that. So we become his arms, his legs, his mouthpiece. We become, you know, his contact with the world. So out of that, we let him love them through us. Isn't that wonderful? We let him love them through us. So now to do that, you're going to have to give way. Okay. Now, and don't think you're going to lose, because that's what we want to accomplish, that you're not going to lose. You're going to win, and you're going to win every battle. Glory to God. I like that. Win every battle. All right. Get myself straight here, see where I am. All right, so let's look at Ephesians. And just see what we have. I'll start verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, let's just stop right there. Because I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, if you look at Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 4, he said, let us therefore fear, verse 1, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with what? Faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into what? Rest. So, what happens? I teach you the word or preach. Then when I preached, you take the word, and the word becomes alive in you, called revelation. And revelation brings you to belief or confidence in the word that you just heard, which yields faith. Now, let me see, can I get this to you? Faith, once you arrive at it, you enter into a rest. If you're anxious, you're not there yet. And once you enter into a rest, the battle changes hands. Now, this is key. This is why the enemy doesn't want you to have faith. Because if you don't have it, you'll try to fight the battle in your own strength. And over in Exodus, where we're really going, but Exodus chapter 14, he says in verse 14, the Lord shall what? Fight for you. And what will you do? You're going to hold your what? Your peace. Let's look at 2 Chronicles and chapter 20. Over in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he says this in verse 17. And you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still and what? See the salvation of the Lord with you. And what he is saying in verse 15, if you go up there. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and all inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Now I can go on through here. But what you're doing is you're entering into his rest by faith. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's just go over there. Mark chapter 4. Over in Mark chapter 4, here's where Jesus told him, let's go to the other side. And verse 35, and the same day when evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship, it was now full. And he was in the hind part of the ship asleep in a pillow. And they awake him and they said to him, what? Don't you care that we're about to die? Now I'm putting it in my own words. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and it was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no what? Faith. Faith. So what was going to get them?